The PGA Tour is going to be teaming up with Netflix and starting a docuseries set inside the PGA Tour and golf's major championships. It'll follow some of the biggest golfers in the sport and the PGA Tour and the governing bodies that conduct men's major championships like Augusta National Golf Club, the PGA of America, the USGA, will provide entry into the sport's biggest events, including the Players' Championship and the season-ending FedEx Cup, as well as the four majors, the Masters, the PGA, the U.S. Open, and the Open, a.k.a. the British Open. The Open. With unprecedented access inside the ropes and behind the scenes, the series will capture the intensity of training, travel, victory, and defeat through the lens of a diverse group of players and their support teams. I'm in. All the way in.
People are very excited about this because this boosted F1's profile when they did a Netflix docuseries.
Look at it. Formula One is like a thing that is on people's radars now.
Yeah, Nick in the afternoons is
he's a huge Formula One guy. Are you a golf guy?
I enjoy the majors.
That's about right.
I will admit, yeah. I think this only really gets me if I get to see like Bryson DeChambeau and him fighting with everyone, basically.
And maybe you're just at the mercy of what the subjects give you, right? Sometimes Hard Knocks is good. Sometimes Hard Knocks is bad.
Correct.
It's not always must-watch TV. So some of the commitments include, I mean, there's a bunch of them, but biggest names on here, Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, Tommy Fleetwood, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson. Additionally, the world's number one ranked amateur golfer, Hida Nakajima, will participate as he plays the first major championships of his career.
Okay, so there's a mix of some big names and some personalities.
For sure. And golf is getting more of those.
I think it realizes...
The whole Brooks and Bryson thing was...
It was good for business.
It was. It was good for business.
Yeah.
I think golf at times needs a heel, too.
Yeah.
And Bryson has provided that.
A lot of times golf doesn't realize how on an island it is.
Yep.
Because, you golf? I golf? Yeah, yeah. We're all golfers. We love golf.
I think Brooks is good for the sport, too, because number one, he has a pretty relatable personality and just like, whatever. You know, that one of those guys. But he's also insanely good and talented, and that makes people angry sometimes because you look at him as like, man, if that guy only tried... Then he would be, it'd be incredible. But Brooks is like, yeah, whatever. I'm just gonna play the majors and we'll roll it out there. We'll see what happens.
There's a lot of those Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler that I don't know how much access off the golf course we're gonna get, but
right.
I've not being a casual golf fan, I have kind of wondered. You guys were supposed to be the future, and here it is 5 years later, and you're not really running the sport.
I will say this. This is what we're – and they're all good friends, too. So that probably helps the dynamic. One of the things that I love listening to every time is the mic'd up segments on anything, and especially in a sport that you maybe played, but – so you have a good knowledge of kind of the words that they're using and what they're actually talking about, like what they're pointing at. Like one of my favorite things to do is actually like when they show the guys talking to each other, but you can't hear the audio of it, kind of figure out what they're talking about. You know, the baseball guys are putting the gloves over their mouths so they can't see, so nobody can see what they're saying. Basketball coaches do the same thing now. And you're trying to like figure out what they're saying. That's always good. Behind the scenes, always good. I think this will be a huge hit and something that may get people a little bit more interested in the game of golf. I hope they do a good job with it.
I think golf is popular enough and Netflix is popular enough that this should be at least a modest hit for Netflix.
The series is produced by Vox Media Studios and Box to Box Films, which is the Formula One Drive to Survive people.
Oh, okay. So it is...
Executive producers are David Check, who did the 30 for 30 of 4 Days in October, the Red
That's
Sox
a good
one.
That's a good one.
Chad Mumm and Mark Olson for Vox Studios, James Gay Reese and Paul Martin from Box to Box Films. Filming is underway now throughout 2022, so it'll cover this season, basically. The official start to the unofficial start to golf for me, and maybe for most people, is the Phoenix, the Waste Management.
Yes.
I mean, that's awesome.
That's a party.
That's super fun and unique. I would love a behind the scenes of like, how do you handle all this?
Yeah, that would be a good one. Golf always starts for me during the NCAA basketball tournament when you get that first Masters preview. Like, ooh,
yeah,
the music. Ooh, yeah.
You're starting to see there's, you know, not that Nance has been really out of your life for too long because football hasn't been over for that long, but it's like, oh, Nance is back.
Nance is back. A tradition unlike any other.
Uh-huh.
Hit me with it.
Hit me with the dulcet tones.
Give me Vern Lundquist just a little bit more excited than everyone else on the course.
Yes, sir! Yeah. I would love that. I think this will be a hit for the sport and for the thing in and of itself.
Bare minimum, I will watch the Masters episode.
Oh, yeah. At least a drop-in. At least a drop-in on it. All right, we'll come back. We have 1 o'clock hour. I want to hear from you guys. As always, you can email into the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, Connor at 1620thezone.com, if you have anything for me. I did get an email yesterday with just Douglas just sent some topics at me. Hey, you guys could.
Oh, good. Okay.
One of them specifically was esports, and he said, esports, I have no idea what this means, but just a topic. You could talk about esports.
Good. This is good.
I get the sense that Douglas isn't particularly interested in esports, but I could talk about esports. So I appreciate it. Anything like that you guys can have.
I like requests.
Interact with the show. We'll come back. More up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.